Blog Talk Radio.
This ain't no ordinary world. This ain't no ordinary song, yeah. The God of self is greater than the ordinary. So I'ma give them all.
Yes, no ordinary worship. Praise the Lord, brothers and sisters. Welcome to Daily Fire Devotion. God has a powerful teaching for you today. Listen and grow. We're in the books of 1 Kings chapter 19, verses 19 through 21, and 2 Kings chapter 2, verses 13 through 14 on today. Again, that is the books of 1 Kings, chapter 19, verses 19 through 21, and 2 Kings, chapter 2, verses 13 through 14. While you are getting your Bibles ready, let me quickly remind you of how to tune in to Daily Fire with me and stay connected. On Monday through Friday mornings at 7 a.m. Eastern, when I'm live here on Blog Talk Radio, tune in by calling 323-870-4180 or online from my ministry website, rawsi.org, rawsi.org. But if you cannot tune in live, make sure you don't miss one teaching by following the podcast. That way, the recording will be text straight to you at 8 a.m. Eastern. Follow by texting the message DF to phone number 33222. Again, text the message or letters DF, D as in daily, F as in fire, to phone number 33222, and you'll receive a confirmation text. Finally, if you are unable to write this down, all of this information is on my ministry website, rawsi.org. You can also send me your prayer requests and your testimonies, your invitations there, as well as donate to the ministry. That's rawsi.org, and Rossi Williams is my name for social media. All right, by now you should have your Bibles ready. Let's get into this word, and we'll do our teaching. We'll end with our prayer, altar call, and your task for today. 1 Kings chapter 19. Verses 19 through 21, reading from the KJV. So he departed thence and found Elisha, the son of Shaphat, who was plowing with 12 yoke of oxen before him, and he with the 12th. And Elijah passed by him and cast his mantle upon him. And he left the oxen and ran after Elijah and said, "Let me, I pray thee, kiss my father and my mother, and then I will follow thee." And he, meaning Elijah, said unto him, "Go back again, for what have I done to thee?" And he returned back from him, and took a yoke of oxen, and slew them, and boiled their flesh with the instruments of the oven, and gave unto the people, and they did eat. Then he arose, meaning Elisha, and went after Elijah, and ministered unto him. 2 Kings chapter 2, 13 through 14. He took up also the mantle of Elijah that fell from him. This is now Elisha with the mantle. And went back and stood by the bank of Jordan. And he took the mantle of Elijah that fell from him, and smote the waters, and said, "Where is the Lord God of Elijah?" And when he also had smitten the waters, they parted hither and thither, and Elisha went over. Our topic for today's teaching on Daily Fire Devotion is, pastors, where is your mantle? Pastors, where is your mantle? Hallelujah. In the books of 1 Kings 19 and 2 Kings chapter 2 that I just read unto you, we see the biblical record of the great anointed prophet Elijah with a J, passing on his mantle, his gifts, and his callings to the coming and rising prophet Elisha, S-H-A. Now, in between those scriptures that I did not have the time to read to you, because daily fire is only 15 minutes, Elijah transitions up to glory, and Elisha sees him going up to the Lord. So what happened is that Elijah knew he had a great call on his life to teach and preach the unadulterated right now word of God, a word of repentance, a word of salvation, a word of get things in order. But he knew that as a human, his time here was limited. There was only so much that he could do. Therefore, he took it upon himself through the leading and advisement of God to pass on his mantle to someone who would be able to continue teaching the word of God, and that was Elisha. Now, in the book of 1 Kings 19 that I read unto you, Elisha, at that point, really did not feel that he was ready to take on the mantle. So he said, well, wait a minute, Elijah, let me do this and that, but I know I got to do this. I know this call is upon my life, so just let me first go and take care of my father and my mother. And he did that, and then he came, and he began to learn and minister with and to Elijah. But by the time we got to 2 Kings, Elisha now has some confidence. And so now he's able to take that mantle, call upon the name of the Lord, smite waters, and they part. And he said, Elisha went over. Today, people are looking for some pastors, some evangelists, some teachers, some preachers, some churches that will just give them the word of God, no chaser, no filter, where they can come in and that they can grow. Glory. They are tired of churches where they can't ever get just the word of God because pastors are too afraid of being unpopular, too afraid of losing some members, too afraid of losing some tithe and offering to just preach the true word of God, too afraid of not being liked, too afraid of losing your position at that church to let people know that we are in the last days, that Jesus is coming back. He's looking for a church without spots or wrinkle, that there is only a heaven and a hell, and if you don't go to one, you are going to the other for eternity. Some people and pastors who will tell the world that Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by him. That if you try to come in any other way, you come in as a thief and a robber. Some churches and pastors who will take up the mantle of Christ, glory, and preach the word of God. In the book of 2 Timothy chapter 4, verse 2, Paul admonished Timothy and also to us of successive generations, preach the word. Be instant in season, out of season, reprove, rebuke, exhort with all long suffering and doctrine, preach the word. Whether they don't like it, preach the word. Whether people get mad, preach the word. Whether it falls on the pastor, me, you, or anyone else, preach the word. Whether people feel like you're talking about them, because what you're preaching is the situation they've chosen to live in the midst of their sin, preach the word. Where is your mantle? Will you take up the mantle today? Leaders, will you preach the word? Leaders, will you draw people to Christ by your life? Preachers, will you stop living any kind of way, doing any kind of thing? Where is your mantle? Where is your anointing? Where is your love of Christ? Where is your compassion for souls? It said, out of season, reprove. Sometimes you are going to have to reprimand people through the word, including yourself. I sit down with myself and I reprimand myself through the word. That's why I have no issue when people say, oh, you're being hard on me, because I treat everybody else the same way I treat me. If I'm wrong, I repent. If I'm wrong, I ask for forgiveness. If I sin, I repent. If I sin, I ask for forgiveness, because I truly believe there is a heaven and a hell. So why am I going to try to not want my own family, my own friends, to make it to heaven as well? Rebuke. Rebuke goes beyond reproving, because rebuke is a sharp chastisement. Sometimes with this mantle, you just got to call a spade a spade. And tell people how things are. But then I love God so much, because look at what he said as well. Exhort. Sometimes you just got to operate with compassion with the mantle. With all long-suffering and doctrine. Be patient and teach people. Where is your mantle? As we prepare to go into prayer. And not only for the pastors, but for those of you who hold any leadership position in the church. If you're over the mission, the hospitality, you're over the Sunday school, you're over the pastor's aid, you're over the choir, you're a deacon, a deaconess, you're over the greeters, the ushers, where is your mantle? Can people see Christ in you? In this last days, people need someone who will tell them, you got to get it right. You can't do it by yourself. Give your life to Christ. Go to church. Pray. Spend time with the Lord. As we go into prayer, where is your mantle? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Come on and worship God wherever you are. Wherever you are, just begin to tell God thank you today. Just begin to tell him, thank you, Jesus. Tell him, Lord, I will take up my mantle. Lord, I will take up my mantle. Father, we come today in the name of Jesus. Lord, we give you the praise and the glory and the honor. You are God, and beside you there is none other. You are Jesus. You are the way, the truth, and the life. No person cometh unto heaven and to eternity but by you. So, Father, we come lifting up first ourselves, that we would be the light. Because you said in your word that if we would lift up your name, you would then draw all men and women unto yourself. Help us to be the light. A city sits on a hill that cannot be hidden. The salt of the earth bringing the favor and the flavor of Christ. Help us to take up this mantle, to walk in our anointing, to walk in our calling, to walk in our destiny, to walk in our purpose, to be used by you. Now, Father, I pray for everyone listening. Lord, that you would encourage them, renew them, revive them, rejuvenate them, that you would heal them and make ways, open doors, renew their joy, renew their strength, revive their souls, their passion for you in the name of Jesus. Answer their prayers, God. Touch their homes and their families. Touch their finances and on their jobs. Touch their salvation and touch their love for you. Father, whatever is needed, do it right now. In the name of Jesus, we pray. And we say, thank you, God. We say, thank you, Lord. Amen. Come on and worship Christ. Say, I will pick up my mantle today. I'm going to do the altar call, and then we'll end with your task for today. For those of you who are unsaved, for those of you who are backslidden, for those of you who have not been picking up your mantle the way that you should have, you've not been leading the way that you should have, you've not been spending time with God, praying the way you should have, giving your tithe or offering or witnessing to others, please repeat after me. Father, I come in Jesus' name. I repent and ask forgiveness of my sin. Lord, I repent of not taking up my mantle. I ask you to come into my life now and be my Savior. Glory. Now, Lord, I confess that I am saved. Now, Lord, I confess that I am rededicated to you. Now, Lord, I confess that I take up my mantle to do what I'm supposed to do for your kingdom, to win souls. In Jesus' name, amen. Come on and just praise the Lord. Just praise him. Just praise him. Remember, part of your staying saved is that you must spend time with God every day. Tune in live with me for daily fire devotion at 7 a.m. Eastern, Monday through Friday, by calling 323-870-4180 or online at rossi.org. If you cannot tune in live, follow by texting the letters DF to phone number 33222 so the teaching will be texted to you at 8 a.m. Eastern. Now, our topic for today, it's pastors, where is your mantle? And that's for everyone else as well. Your task for today is to take off the mantle of Christ. Put everything aside that is not like Jesus. And win souls. Tell others about Christ to bring change into their lives. I'll see you tonight at 7 p.m. on my law office, You Be the Jury show, and I'll see you in the morning at 7 a.m. for Daily Fire. Be like Elijah. Take up the mantle and work miracles. Change is coming.
It's been a long time coming, but I know